ideas which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
Nelson Mandela dies at the age of 95 on Thursday, and the world is reacting to his death. A guy who was in prison for 27 years, got out, ended up becoming the president of South Africa, and was certainly iconic in the sense that he tried to do what he could to put an end to apartheid and had an ear with the people and tried to do what he could do in uniting the nation. I think, to me, the greatest gift of Nelson Mandela is the fact that he wasn't bitter. That length of time and being pushed down for so long would certainly, I think, make the best of us wrung out, worn out, and ready to strangle somebody. But that was not how he conducted himself. And you can clearly see that wherever he went in the conversations he had. So many people wanted to touch Nelson Mandela and listen to what he had to say as that nation really tries to fight its battles in South Africa. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, with the light out on Mandela. Now what will happen is many world leaders and past presidents and whatnot will gather for a send-off for Mandela, who visited many of them in the times that they were running countries. And you'll also have a long list of various dignitaries from all walks of life, I believe, once they put the tribute together. He was somebody who was pretty close to Bill Clinton. He also had developed a relationship with Barack Obama and with the Bushes. Both Bush Sr. and G.W. were fans of Nelson Mandela, even if they didn't agree on ideology, on a couple of things, and what was happening, policy and whatnot. He absolutely had a relationship with him. You can listen to comments and see photographs and whatnot, and it was pretty clear that many world leaders had a great respect for this man who was trying to transform his country. It'll be interesting to see not only just the retrospectives on the successes he had and things that didn't happen under Mandela, but also where South Africa is now. In one sense, economically, it's much better off, but in another sense, what is underreported is there still is lots of violence in South Africa. Crime is rampant in some areas. I just had dinner with a South African woman who told me that very much there is still a lot of things that are happening there that just kind of go underreported, and maybe that's because there was the big Mandela breakthrough and the push and the want for democracy. And democracy is a tough thing, as we all know, here in America. Speaking of democracy, besides talking about Mandela, his impact and whatnot, we will talk about the impact of the lack of accountability in Washington, D.C., and how that has hurt us as a nation, I think. As much as I am about small government, I kind of believe in the Thomas Jefferson route. If I was going to pick one of the founding fathers, I would say that Jefferson, to me, his writings and how he felt the government should be would be on par with how I think we should still be. That, yes, we want a central government, and yes, there are things that the government can do, but at the same time, we don't want over-regulation and too much government, and we've really swung the pendulum in that direction. Therefore, we keep getting hit on the head with the same things over and over again, and we're seeing it across the board in these last couple of years, and in the lack of laws, but yet zillions of regulations, or so it seems. How is it that at this point, in part two of this administration, you have well over 100,000 regulations. And if you go back and you look at Congress and you look at the fight for different pieces of real estate, I'll call them, it's failed miserably. And the Republicans, you know, if I were a Republican strategist, I would, first of all, be all over the implementation. It's a layup and it's obvious. The implementation of Obamacare since its rollout on October 1st. And I would also push the solutions, because that hasn't happened quite as much. I would push the solutions out there to say, okay, here's the alternative, here's what we're saying, here's what would work better, blah, 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 and here's how people don't lose insurance, and here's how you have a much more successful model. And if the Democrats continue to do what they're doing, and that means they're trying to not necessarily be apologists for the healthcare situation, but they're sort of trying to play both sides of it, I think they're going to be in trouble, too, when it comes to the midterm elections. And if the government shuts down, which I don't believe it will, but if the government shuts down, who gets the blame for it this time around? Because the Republicans really, really got shellacked the first time the government was shut down. But because on October 1st there was the rollout of affordable health care and it bombed miserably, it shifted, I think, some of that power back to the Republicans. That's what's so fascinating about 2014. And trust me, 2014 will have an impact maybe on some of you listening to me and the nooks and crannies that you hail from. You may like your representative, and they might kind of be on the cut line because of what's been happening in Washington and the ripple effects on so many of us. And speaking of ripple effects, you know, you watch the news maybe just to get a glimpse of the weather. Maybe you watch sports and the weather and the kicker, the funny ha-ha, the squirrel that is on the sailboat or skiing or whatever the kicker is in your neck of the woods. But I think everybody the last couple of days across America has been glued to what's happening weather-wise. You're seeing wind chills drop to, if this is right, almost minus 36 degrees. And our pals in North Dakota who know that this is where we're at, this is what happens, I still think when you say minus 36 or minus 40 degrees, it is chilly. I mean, that is darn right chilly. And if I live in North Dakota, I am laughing at the rest of the mere mortals in places like Texas where they're complaining about 27 degrees. Or how about this? Southern California complaining about 50 degrees, saying it's incredibly chilly in the mornings and you have to wear a coat and you have to get some gloves. And they're not used to that kind of weather. And then you look at the Midwest with a ton of snow in parts of Minnesota, 1 to 2 feet of snow, Wisconsin, same thing. Lots of schools are being closed. So one thing that's been a big uniter across the country has been the fact that some of these kids are getting a 3-day weekend. Woohoo! Who doesn't like that? All right, you want to weigh in? You certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Walks barely down the street, pull way down low. No sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, let me get you to another one bites the dust.
Burr, it's chilly. I hope you're laughing, North Dakota. I love the people in North Dakota, because they're right. I don't think anybody should complain. They deal with minus 36, minus 40. I don't even know what the record is there, but I bet it's colder than minus 40. There's a lot of cool things to do in North Dakota, but I think it's better to do them, to be honest, in the spring. So welcome back to America Tonight. We love the mailbag segment, and a lot of times it gets booted in different directions, but every day when I come in and I check the mail, I'm not kidding about this, it pegs in the red, because when you have too much mail, I have like that panic button where it says, you must delete mail from the system. And every day I have to do that, so thanks for all those emails. If you have something that's running through your mind, you want to share it with me, do it. AmericaTonight.net, click on contact, and just like that, you're in. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one comes to me from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I've learned of the Nelson Mandela death at the age of 95. He was 6. I don't know that it was a surprise. And I agree that he was somebody who was amazingly not bitter, which is incredible when you think of what he went through. But I wonder what you think of South Africa now at this point. I think you've had somebody on the show in the past, if I'm right, and what you think the future is for that country. Well, Jake, let me pull out my crystal ball and predict what I think is going to happen in every country. Certainly, there were worse times in the history of South Africa. You know, you've got to think of, ultimately, he becomes the president, and he really tried to reach out to as many people as possible, and I believe that's true. I believe that he was a tower of influence, and instead of slamming the, let's call what it is, the white people who were in power and some of that whole apartheid, the apartheid that had hit his family hard, that had hit the country hard, the racial divisions. He really tried to heal those wounds, and I believe that because he wanted to reconcile. He wanted to move forward. He wanted to change. He wanted to change that attitude in South Africa. I mean, he really was a role model for democracy. If nothing else, there's no question about it. He was the president for one term, and he really pushed for a new kind of Africa, and he tried to fight oppression anywhere, and poverty and war and all that kind of stuff. Remember, he won a Nobel Prize for his efforts, and that was the fight of his whole life was about that. It was sort of that quiet dignity, too, that he also had. And he was South Africa's first black president. I mean, there were epic struggles by the African National Congress and other groups against the rulers, first under the British colonialism and then under the system called apartheid that we've talked about. And apartheid, what does that mean? Racial separation. So there was a change starting in 1994 when he was at the podium in South Africa, and that was the end of things. That he was there near F.W. de Klerk, who was the last apartheid president. And they shared the Nobel Prize for the work in the peaceful termination of the apartheid regime. So he gets completely full-on credit for that. And what an amazing thing to do, to bury all that hatred, any hatred whatsoever, and just move forward. The country could be grateful for that, certainly. But in looking at South Africa, and maybe this is because you heard me mention that, truly, there are still plenty of problems in South Africa. There are problems with crime. I know three people that loved South Africa, but they left South Africa, and they left South Africa for fear of what was happening, and ultimately became American citizens and feel grateful that they were able to do that. And watched as other people weren't as lucky in their families. So there still is problems, and there's still lots of crime. It's much different than the whole apartheid stuff, but just kind of crimes of a different sort, of not caring what's happening or not, that lack of, I want to say, sort of sociopaths where they're just doing something to make a point, and it's for reasons that are sadly not acceptable, and sadly to the ruin of many, many people. So hopefully that flips around, and I mean, like anywhere dealing with crime or that kind of stuff. But he definitely was one of the great political leaders of all time in this sense of the peace and reconciliation, without a doubt. That was what he tried so hard to push forward. All right, we got another one on Mandela. I'm going to try to go through a couple of these a lot quicker. Joe says, Mandela to me was a hero, no doubt, no matter what, because of the fact that he was able to somehow not have hatred in his heart, and I don't know how many of us could feel as though we could do the same thing. I don't know about you, Kate, but I would find it very difficult. Oh. To be blindsided, to be thrown in a hole, are you kidding me? I can't even imagine what I would call the detox coming out of that situation. Almost 30 years in prison and then get out and, of course, have massive appeal and then use it to the greater good and try to do whatever you could. Absolutely. How can you attack that? You can't attack that. And one more quickly, this one from Sean, who says, Mandela rocked. Dead at the age of 95, he should have lived into his 90s after the years that he was ripped off, years that he should not have been in prison. Mandela lives on. We can only hope. Now let's move to this one from William. And William says, Kate, boy, it's almost like we should just have a Washington-free day on America Tonight where you don't even talk about Washington. Don't even tell us about the budget nonsense or the fact that bills aren't getting passed into laws or that immigration once again gets put back away and isn't figured out and that we just are a nation of ninnies running around chasing each other's tail and protecting our own turf. I agree with you on the accountability thing. If there was accountability, I think it might be a little bit different on the Hill. Yeah, that's my take. If you have accountability and there's, it's sort of like the carrot and the stick, if that's not happening and it's power run amok, you know what that is. And I think in some of those committees, and I think depending on the politician in some situations, that's exactly what you have. It's exactly what you have. This one from TD, who says, Ms. Delaney, I have to tell you, I listened to you talk about Paul Walker the other day and talk about some of the cool things that he's done for people. I say, too bad, because what a way to die. He's in the movies The Fast and the Furious, and then it looks like Speed may have killed him. I wonder what they do with Fast and the Furious 7. Well, right now, they're shutting it down. What can they do? They have to shut down the production for a little bit so they can look at the option of how they're going to move forward. They say a percentage also, and I thought this was good, a percentage of the proceeds from the Fast and the Furious 6, they're going to donate to the charity that Paul Walker had. And he was a big part of that franchise, so I think that's a pretty big hole for them to fill, but I say that the studios were smart to do that, reaching out to his charity, and his charity is called Reach Out Worldwide. They work with local experts, that charity, to provide disaster relief. And in January 2010, after Haiti was devastated by the earthquake, that's when he developed that. And on the day of his death, he was actually going to a holiday toy drive for his charity that he founded, and then he was killed afterwards. And boy, that's a crime, isn't it? Hang with us. We're shaking it out next here on America Tonight with Goats, Mixed Nuts, and Noise.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American Gardeners and
fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's called Goats, Mixed Nuts, and Noise. Nice goat. There's always a different goat. Whenever I ask Ted Anderson, please, do we have any money in the budget for a goat? These guys are out there looking for the cheapest goat that they can find in Minnesota. Because Minnesota is all about turkeys. Remember, they have the most turkeys in the land. And apparently the most snow, but it's tough to find a good goat in Minnesota. So we do the best we can. Nathan Reeder is going to help us with this segment. Nathan, I'm going to ask you goats, mixed nuts, and noise, okay?
Sounds great.
I like that enthusiasm. I love it. Sounds great. All right, so for our first one, it's this crazy thing that happened in Pennsylvania. There's a police video that's been circulated all over the place that's got even cartoon images from the Seuss, you know, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It's two people stealing decorations outside of a house last month. They released the video, the cops did, because they've been unable to find or identify this woman in a white hooded jacket that was going up to the house at about 2 o'clock in the morning on November 26th. The video shows her, by the way, returning about an hour later, this time with a man, to steal more decorations, but leaving a pile of fake gifts on the front stoop of the house. What is that about? So they've got these illustrations, images that are all across it, including one of the Grinch using a magnet to pull nails from a fireplace mantle so he can steal Christmas stockings. So they're kind of making fun of it, but asking for help. So is this goats, mixed nuts, or noise?
You know, that is definitely mixed nuts, in my opinion. I mean, because I guess there's something involved there, but it's all mixed up.
It is all mixed up. And what's mixed up about it is there is something about bad karma. Who goes to some... I mean, come on. Who drives to somebody's house creeping around in the middle of the night to rip off their decorations? That's just bad. What, and put them on your house? Drive to some other neighborhood, which I'm assuming is not close by, and flop up some of their decorations? That's weak. I don't care what holiday it is. You would never catch me doing that.
Well, that was dumb.
That's right. Honey, we are going to get really cheap decorations this year. Let's go reef hunting. Let's see if we can find a great Christmas wreath somewhere, and we'll just cruise the neighborhood. Then let's look for some lights, and then let's look for perhaps some other decorations. But we're going to leave some presents behind. So were they gifting them presents and taking their decorations away? I don't know. It makes no sense. All right, this one is even a little bit stronger than that one. I don't know that there's any ha-ha funny in this, but I don't get this either. It's that whole I think it's that whole celebrity deal. You know, people want their 15 minutes of fame, and they are like rubberneckers when something tragic happens. So I've been talking about this terrible what happened with Paul Walker, the fact that he was in the crash of the 2005 Porsche Carrera, which professional drivers are saying is hard to handle. His friend was driving the car and smashed into a light pole. They're still waiting for toxicology reports and all of that, but his co-stars can't believe it. Other people in Hollywood who knew him, money he gave back to the community and his charity and all that great kind of stuff. Nobody has anything to say but incredible things about how amazingly generous he was, and he was just 40 years old. He had just turned 40. So now it turns out that there was a teenager who decided he was going to go to the scene, and as the Porsche was being towed away, was going to try to get a piece of it. So that's what happened. There was two different people that must have been together that were trying to do it. They grabbed a piece of the wreck off the tow truck that was the bed that was driving away, so they could have it, so that they could take it home with them. There was a red T-top roof panel from the Porsche. That was what was stolen. So detectives found out the identity of the two suspects, and before you know it, they were there, and they were arresting a kid named Jameson Whitty, just 18 years old. They picked him up at his house, and they're holding him on a bond of $20,000, a bail of $20,000. And then they have a second suspect that they've already picked up too. I mean, so what's the deal with that? Why are you, it's just creepy to do that. So what do you think, Nathan? Goats, mixed nuts, or noise?
Definitely noise. That is so noisy. I mean, that's a youngster too. They don't really know what's going on. It's just, I mean, that is the celebrity thing. That's
nice. I think so, too. That's why it's noise. I think it's the celebrity thing. So in Los Angeles, they do a zillion stories on this poor, you know, Paul Walker. And the movies were famous, lots of, especially in L.A., the supercars and Fast and Furious, giant billboards all over the place. So people know that movie. But it's just immaturity, I think, on the 18-year-old part, person's part anyway, but puts himself in a bad situation because he's not really a minor. We think of him as a minor, and he is immature, and that was stupid, and I think it's a celebrity thing, but that in the end could bite him, and it's bad karma to do that. It's such a rubber-necking kind of move to want to run to the scene, realize the opportunity. You know, it's not like taking a little piece of grass from Fenway Park or something. It's just not good. It's not good. All right, we have another one. We're doing goats, mixed nuts, and noise. And we're kind of bouncing around to a couple of different things. This one, Nathan, is going to blow your mind. Check it out. Yeah, whoa. What a setup. A Wendy's employee tucked a piece of a joint in a customer's cheeseburger. The offender was fired and charged with marijuana possession. This happened in a town in Georgia about 25 miles south of downtown Atlanta. It's called Lovejoy. So in Lovejoy, Georgia, there's somebody who was working in a Wendy's who was trying to hide her pot. She, I guess what happened was they arrested this 32-year-old Amy Cyber. She admitted the marijuana was hers. What made her do that? I have no idea. The woman who got the burger pulled the bun off and saw a partially smoked joint. And the way it looked like kind of a hollowed out cigar. That's where it was at that point. So naturally she got hysterical. Then they come up with, okay, whose marijuana is this? And, you know, then she's charged with marijuana possession. I don't know what causes someone to take their joint when they're panicked working at a fast food restaurant and throw it onto a burger, but that was not advisable.
Yes,
that was not advisable.
You know what? You know what causes them to do that?
She was trashed.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, okay, stoned or trashed. She was stoned.
So, goats mix nuts or noise.
let's just go with goats. It's sitting right there. That's kind of a bleedy thing to do.
That's bad. Oh, let me just take this joint and hide in this hamburger. Yeah, she was. I think she was. That's what happened. I think she was high. She was high, and she threw it on the burger. Mm. All right, this one is. This one is a crazy one too. I just saw. Maybe it was Nova or Discovery Channel or one of those. A whole thing about asteroids and meteorites and how close we could come to having one crash down on our heads. And that this is the future and we have to be careful of it and blah, 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 and what happened in Russia. But this is a true story. A 7-year-old Florida boy was actually struck by a meteorite while he was playing in his driveway. Yes, he was hanging out in the driveway and he got hit over the weekend. It was unusual. He got a small gash, had to have a couple of staples to close it. He was playing with the toolbox and looked up, and that's what happened. I guess the gash looked pretty bad. He ran into the house screaming because he was bleeding and whatnot, and they took him to the emergency room and, you know, gave him a couple of those staples, and there it was from a meteorite. They actually found little chunks of the rocks. Because that's how they could figure out what it was. And though they were on the ground near where he was hit, I think that's bizarre. You know, goats mix nuts or noise. What do you think, Nathan?
Well, from the perspective of us little earthlings, I'm definitely going with noise. Now, if we got the perspective of a meteorite, it might very well be a goat bleed, but I'm going to have to go with noise.
Noise! Noise, that's a story to tell, though. I mean, for the rest of his life, he's only 7. For the rest of his life, he is the kid that was outside that got hit by a meteorite. That's an incredible story that he can carry on, carry through his life. Wayne Lippert is his name. I mean, what are the odds of being hit by any kind of a small meteorite? I'm going to say they are astronomical. They're astronomical. And then running in the house, crying. What is the mother thinking? Oh, my child got hit by a meteorite, just some small rocks. There's the evidence, but it was there. It was right there where he was sitting. It was no question about it. Meteorite. All right, that wraps up goats, mixed nuts, and noise.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, kicking around a couple of different things here. We had to have a little fun there with our goats mixed nuts and noise. I'm still looking for that meteorite in my neighborhood. Let's go out to Izzy. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good, and I don't think it's all that bad outside.
Yeah. In Missouri, you're okay. Let me tell you, in Texas, you could ice skate down the street.
You're kidding.
No, it's just a, it's all, if you flipped on anything, that's all they're talking about. It's like 2 inches of ice in some areas, a lot of accidents. Yeah.
I was just out with my baby here. Of course, I mean, it's cold if you're out there for a great deal of time, and she does take her time. But I didn't think I was.
Not that bad.
Good. When it gets down to below zero, then I suffer. But when it's only in the mid-teens, I'm okay.
All right.
I'm okay.
Love it.
I just bundle up.
Good.
But after listening to Dan's Raisin Stomp cookie, I decided we should have a Kate Delaney cookie. Right is right, left is left, but always sweet and palatable.
Woohoo! I like that. That is
that smoking or what?
What a title. I love it. They'd probably just fly off the shelves. I can help everyone's friends. We can help our buddy there in Missouri, and we can help some other people out with the proceeds. I love it.
Actually,
good job.
I may just have to concoct one. Because I love to cook. I'm a baker. And by the way, it's called scratch cooking.
Scratch. Thank you.
You cook from scratch, and I do everything from scratch. I do.
That's impressive.
Never use a box mix. That's
not never. You never did. Not for any of your kids. Not when you were so busy
When we had homemade bread, I baked 7 to 8 loaves at one time. My kids never had store-bought bread until they were well into their teens.
Wow.
No, and the desserts were all made from scratch. It's just as easy to make from scratch, really.
Izzy, you spoiled them. They must. I would want to stay. I would want to live with you. I'd want to build a house in the back.
Well, a little bit. Maybe they were spoiled when they had wives that didn't cook so good. But my daughters are excellent cooks.
Oh, that's good.
But I was telling Nathan, as he's going to start starving now, poor man, we need to have a cooking contest. We have a board contest. Why not have a cooking contest?
I like it. We'd have to come up with something. Is it best cookie in America?
Yeah, you got to send this stuff to me.
Yeah, and I'll make it, and I'll be the tester. Because if I entered it, I guarantee you I'll win it.
I love that. Confidence is good. Best cookie in America. I like it. We're going to start it. I think that's what it has to be. Because people like cookies, and this is cookie season. I'm going to say that. Let's find out what these recipes are like, and we'll do the best cookie in America, and we'll figure out who the tasters are.
Yeah, and then we just have to figure out a prize for them.
All right, that's good.
I wanted to share with you real quick. I was going to do a political thing, and I thought, oh, nah. I got a Christmas present from my son today. My kids hate shopping for me, absolutely hate it, because I don't want this. I don't want clothes. Don't buy me clothes. They sit in the box. Don't buy me shoes. They'll sit in the box. Don't buy me any new kitchen toys. I have them all. But I got one, and it says, do not open till Christmas, right? Wrong.
Mm-hmm. You open, Mom. That's bad.
Well, I won't tell them. However, I'll send out my list because always, what do you want? I want this DVD, or I want this book, and I want this hat cap. Yada, yada, yada. Well, I couldn't wait. I couldn't stand it from my wonderful son out at Camp Pendleton. I opened it, and I got my Kate Delaney hat in 2 styles.
You're kidding me.
No, I got the rose-colored one and the military one, and I got my mug. My Kate was around the bottom. And he says, you are so bored. I said, oh, no. I said, there are no T-shirts, so I had to create one for America Tonight, but I saw the caps, and that's what I wanted.
Oh, I love that you got the cap. The rose-colored cap, Izzy, reminds me of my mom. She used to wear that all the time in the summer. I love it.
I love that one, and I love my military-style cap. Perfect, because I have to wear something to cover my face, shave my face in the summer.
Uh-huh.
So I saw those, and I thought, that's what I want for Christmas. I just won't tell him I opened it. I never could not open my presents early. I was as bad as my kids.
Good for you. That's cool. You got to thank your son.
I was so happy. Oh, yeah. I will. It was perfect. But I already
awesome.
Have a tote. I had bought the tote.
So you
but
had
I decided
that
to. Yeah, I did. And I decided, it's really nice, too, by the way. I love those big totes. And they're light.
I do, too.
They're well-made, but they're light. But they're good gifts, really. If anybody wants to go to the website and look at them, I was just thrilled with my caps. Really, I was. So I just felt so happy. I thought, oh, now if the other kids listen, and I'm afraid they'll buy me another cap. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, I love it. Izzy, that's great. Tell your son, too. Thanks for his service. That's great.
Oh, I will. But y'all have a wonderful weekend. And, by the way, real quick, I never heard back from you. I sent you 3 barbecue sauces because you were a barbecue sauce freak. And I never heard back, and I thought, well, I wonder if she ever met him because I had barbecue sauce coming out my nose.
Did you send them to the studio?
The online email.
Email.
Well, you know, where you go to your website.
Right.
That's the only email I have.
I didn't get that. I'll have to go check. That's weird.
I was giving away barbecue sauce for weeks. Because I had to make them to actually write down
right.
the recipe.
Right. I didn't get that. Wow. Okay, I'll check. Man, I'll check. I'm glad
yeah.
you. I'm glad you told me.
Well, like I said, I had barbecue sauce coming out my ears, and I thought, "Oh my God, what am I going to do with all this barbecue sauce?" Because mine is like scratch. I've just made them for years and years, and they're very old recipes, very old, like
ooh, sounds
80,
good.
90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
From my
probably
family.
Good.
They are. They're delicious.
Ooh. All right. We're going to have to hunt that down.
Yep.
Izzy, thanks. Thanks so much. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So how about that? Izzy opening her Christmas presents early. That son sending her the Christmas presents saying don't open it until Christmas. I don't know. Some people are good at that. Some people can have the gift sitting there and then they don't open it. And then some people just have to bust them open. Nathan, how were you when you were a kid? Did you go find your presents or no?
Oh, my gosh. Make sure my parents aren't listening.
You opened your presents.
Oh,
Nathan, that is bad.
It
Are
was
you
so
kidding?
Bad. It was so bad that I knew that I had a Game Gear about a month and a half before Christmas, and I knew where that was. I knew how the box folded back together. Oh, it was bad.
Well, you weren't playing the game, were you?
Oh, yeah. I was playing it.
Oh, that is cheating.
I think that was the most cheating that I'd ever did.
Did you act surprised? Like, did you do some
bit
of acting?
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
This is fantastic. Thank you for getting me this. Oh,
oh
my gosh,
yeah.
I'm blown away.
You know what? My daughter, her birthday is the 21st, but she has a regular birthday party. Like, she'll have it this Saturday, and always does, about 2 weeks before. And every time, the joke is that it's a surprise birthday party. But she practices being surprised. She does it amazing.
Hey, she's a chip off the old block.
Oh, jeez.
She learned that from you, since you were the big actor in your family, opening your presents and knowing what they were.
Oh.
That's bad. Oh, shame for shame for shame. I would never do that. Wink, wink. Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. If you want to email us, please do, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.